Space Trawler from March 12th, 2020. Ruddock is still leaning against Tesfaye, and his fingers are intertwined, his hands are clasped in front of him, and he's still has tears on his face, and he says, "I was tortured in Eritrea before I escaped, imprisoned in a hole with water up to my knees." In the next panel, he continues, "When I fled across northern Africa, I had to endure starvation, beatings, never knowing who I could trust." And in the next panel, and as he's talking, I mean, in the beginning, he looks really haunted by this, but the more he talks, the more he still looks upset and sad, but a little less haunted. So in the third panel, he continues, "I think I became homeless once I reached Spain, not only because I couldn't hold myself together, but also so I could allow myself to not hold myself together." The next panel is more of a close-up of him. And he says, "Today, being chased by a mob, shot at, seeing my companion return wounded, it brought me right back. I held it together until I was alone and could fall apart." And then the penultimate panel, Ruddock says, "You're not alone, and it's still okay to fall apart." And Tesfaye says, "Thank you for supporting me, despite me being the only one on the ship who lost his lunch." In the last panel, we're back in the cockpit, and we could tell the ship is spinning, the stars are squishing by, and Etana is at the wheel, and Chipu is vomiting, hurl, and Etana is saying, "Isn't that cool, Chipu? We don't feel it when I spin the wheel because of the ship's artificial gravity, but you can see the stars just spinning and spinning and spinning."